Okay, today is the 19th of May. It's a Thursday afternoon. Mark is ready to read Psalm 105 today for us. It's a rather lengthy psalm, but Mark, read the whole psalm.
Psalm chapter 105. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deed among the things among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wonder works. Glory in his holy name, let the earth, heart of them rejoice and seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength, seek ye his face forevermore. His marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders, the judgment of his mouth. O ye seeds of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen, he is the Lord our God, his judgments are all the earth. He hath remembered the covenant forever, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations. Which covenant he made with Abraham, his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed the name of Jacob, amen, for law, and the name of Israel, for an everlasting covenant, amen. Saying unto thee, will I give the land of Canaan? Lie your inheritance when they were but a few men in number, yea, very few of strangers, you know. So, when they went from one nation or from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong, yea, he proved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. For he called for a famine upon the land, he brake the whole staff of bread. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was known for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters, he was laid in iron, and told the time that his words came, the words were tried him. The king sent and loosed him, even the loose ruler of the people, let him go free. He made them lord of his house, and lord of all his substance, to buy his presence at his pleasure, and teach his sinners wisdom. Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham. And he increased his people greatly and made them strong enemies. For that, he turned their heart to hate his people, to deal subtly with his servants. He sent Moses, his servant, Aaron, whom he had chosen. It showed his signs among them. He wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark, and it rebelled not against his word. He turned their waters into blood and slew their fish. Their land brought forth frogs in abundance, the chambers of kings. He spake, and there came divers sorts of flies, speaking lice, and all their ghosts. He gave them hail for rain, and flaming fire in their land. He smote their vines and their fig trees. He brake the trees for coast. He spake, and the locusts came, and the caterpillars, and that without number. They did eat all the herbs of their land, devour the fruit of their ground. He smote also the firstborn in their land, the chief all their strength. He brought them forth off with silver and gold. There was not one few person among their tribes. Egypt was glad and sent when they departed. For the fear of them fell upon them. He spread a cloud for covering and fire to give light in the night. People asked, and he brought quails and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock and the waters gushed out. They ran to their place like a river. He remembered his holy promise, Abraham his servant. He brought forth the people with joy and his chosen with gladness. It gave them the lands of the heathen. They inherited the labor of the people. They might observe his statutes and keep his laws. And praise you, the Lord.
Okay, we're going to listen to the scripture, and then you can hear this back. Okay, since we're all right here. All right.
2 Samuel 24. And again the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he moved David against them to say, Go, number Israel and Judah. But the king said to Joab, the captain of the host, which was with him, Go now through all the tribes of Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, and number ye the people, that I may know the number of the people. And Joab said unto the king, Now the Lord thy God add unto the people, how many soever they be, an hundredfold, and let the eyes of my lord the king may see it. But why doth my lord the king delight in this thing? Notwithstanding the king's word prevailed against Joab and against the captains of the host. And Joab and the captains of the host went out from the presence of the king to number the people of Israel. And they passed over Jordan, and pitched in Aroer, on the right side of the city that lieth in the midst of the river of Gad, and toward Jazer. Then they came to Gilead, and to the land of Tatim Hoshai, and they came to Dan Jaan, and about to Zidon, and came to the stronghold of Tyre, and to all the cities of the Hivites and of the Canaanites, and south of Judah, even to Beersheba. So when they had gone through all the land, they came to Jerusalem at the end of 9 months and 20 days. And Joab gave up the sum of the number of the people unto the king. And there were in Israel 800,000 valiant men that drew the sword, and the men of Judah were 500,000 men. And David's heart smote him after that he had numbered the people. And David said unto the Lord, I have sinned greatly in that I have done. And now, I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. But when David was up in the morning, the word of the Lord came unto the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying, Go, and say unto David, Thus saith the Lord, I offer thee three things. Choose thee one of them, that I may do it unto thee. So Gad came to David and told him, and said unto him, Shall 7 years of famine come unto thee in thy land? Or wilt thou flee 3 months before thine enemies while they pursue thee? Or that there be 3 days pestilence in thy land? Now advise, and see what answer I shall return to him that sent me. And David said unto Gad, I am in a great strait. Let us fall now into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great. And let me not fall into the hand of man. So the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel, from the morning even to the time appointed. And there died of the people from Dan even to Beersheba 70,000 men. And when the angel stretched out his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord repented him of the evil, and said to the angel that destroyed the people, It is enough.